Good morning. It's the Andy Summer Show on XTU. Andy is out today. Unfortunately, she has a bunch of family in town from out of state up at her lake house. So she was going to go up yesterday. Mm-hmm. But then the storm, and I'm going to try it. I didn't practice it. This Isaias?
There you got it.
Yeah!
Isaias.
Rolled through. So she's probably headed up today. But you and Andy both shot me a text yesterday in the afternoon. It took you guys how long to get home? Because you both have a considerably longer drive.
I think she has a little bit longer drive than I do, but mine's usually a 45-minute commute. It was about an hour, close to an hour and a half.
Okay, wow. Yeah. It was weird. Normally, when there's a ton of rain or snow melting, like we all know on our regular commute where like the bad spots would be, where there's flooding. But yesterday, there was so much water so quickly. There was like pooling and rivers where there's normally not. Like I take Girard home, which is pretty straight and flat. And out of nowhere, at some point in Girard, like kind of by the zoo, everyone's just turning right and left.
Just a lake.
So, you know, I'm gunning it like everyone does on Girard. And I'm slam on the brakes. I'm like, what is happening? It's just a giant pool in the middle of Girard. It was very bizarre.
Did you get out and swim in it?
I did, because I do always wear a Speedo just in case.
It is underwear day.
You never know. Speedo and a mask, you're safe. Yeah. So that was out. But the why are you making that face, Donnie?
Because
you
said Speedo.
Because you're picturing
going.
It. So,
no, I'm not.
So that was the bad thing, is the amount of rain we got. I guess silver lining was the storm came through so fast, it didn't linger as long. Because by like 2 or 3 in the afternoon, it seemed like it was beautiful out.
It was sunny, no clouds. It was beautiful. Yeah.
But some of the aftermath today, I'm reading that the Schuylkill River is at its highest point in nearly a century, more than 150 years. The Schuylkill this morning is expected to reach 15.4 feet. That's the highest level since 1869.
Oh,
so there's still a bunch of flood. That was a rough year.
Yeah, it was.
So there's a bunch of flood warnings and watches this morning, so keep an eye out for that. And you had your morning drive into work curtailed because of a bizarre thing.
Yeah, I was taking 676 West, and right up Broad Street, that's where they're having you get off because there's an unsecured river barge. I don't know what that means, but that's what they're saying.
It's just a giant barge. It's just jammed up.
In the bridge.
Against the bridge. So I think Vine Street, Street is closed both directions right around there. And is there anything else on your fancy traffic doohickey machine?
No.
No?
It didn't work.
Just a boat jammed up against
my traffic
676.
Site is not working. But no, just watch out. There's a lot of floods. Maniunk is almost all
that's
Main
amazing.
Street
yeah, it's just like a river going down.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So do keep an eye on things as you head out this morning. We do have a 4-pack of tickets up for grabs to Six Flags Great Adventure.
Not a 6-pack to Four Flags.
Not a 6-pack to Four Flags. We did that last week. So your chance to win is coming up in just a few minutes here on 92.5 XTU.
Good morning. Wake up with the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up.
With Dave Cruz.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.